There's two things before we start from yesterday. The Mishnah says that if there's a korah on the top, then you have to, it can't be more than 20 on the side. What about a lechi? When the Mishnah speaks about width, it speaks about putting a lechi. When it speaks about height, it talks about the korah. What about the other way around? You have a lechi, and the mavui, the walls of the mavui are higher than 20 amas. Is lechi good, or you still have to be mamayit? The svara is that it should be fine, because the korah, if it's higher than 20 amas, you can't see. But the lechi, you can see no matter how high the walls of the mavui are. And taka, that's how most Rishonim learn. And the Magid Mishnah, taka says the Rambam also holds like that, even though it's mashma for the Rambam not like that. And the Beis Meir says that the Rambam taka holds that the Rabbanan made it low plug, and anything where the walls of the Mavi are higher than 20 amas, neither a korah helps or a lechi helps. And that's the second thing is, the Gemara speaks about a tzuras ha-pesach if it's wider than 10 amas. If it's wider than 10 amas, a tzuras ha-pesach will help. How about a tzuras ha-pesach for higher than 20 amas? So there also, what's what we've shown them say, that a tzuras ha-pesach for higher than 20 amas also helps. And I think the Ritva says the reason it didn't say that is because in order to have a tzuras ha-pesach, you have to have a lechi. And the lechi anyway helps for higher than 20 amas. So it's irrelevant to a certain degree. But a tzuras ha-pesach higher than 20 amas also should help. Okay, let's go on. According to the Rambam, the only question would be why it didn't say it. Because the Rambam holds the lechi doesn't help. Right, but a tzuras ha-pesach could help too, even according to the Ram. And the question is, why the mice, according to the Ram, didn't necessarily mention the what's it called the tzuras ha-pesach? Because anyway, you have a lechi. According to the Beis Meir and the Rambam, a lechi wouldn't help. So why didn't the Mishnah mention it? That's a kasha. But the fact that it'll help, Ram doesn't say that there it wouldn't help.
When it says lemaitz, you mean lemaitz the koira or lemaitz the walls?
No, put the koira less than 20 amas.
Even if the walls are higher than 20 amos.
Right, but the korah has to be less. But here, with the lechi, right, since the walls are higher than 20 amos, and the lechi is part of those walls that are higher, it's no good. Right, the korah, that's what's it called, not part. You're putting the korah down lower. Right, so that what the korah is, less than 20 amos. But here, it's connected to a wall that's higher than 20 amos. So there's nothing to stop. Okay. Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein l'Rab Yehuda, Lilfu mipesa shar hachotzer. Right, in the Mishkan, there was a courtyard to the Mishkan. That was the chotzer ha-Mishkan. It was 100 amas long and 50 amas wide. And there it says, what's it called? Mosach lepesach shar hachotzer. There was a curtain that was for the opening, for the doorway of the, it didn't have a door, but it was a mosach lepesach shar hachotzer. That's called a pesach. Right? Dechsiv orech hachotzer mea ba'ama, verochav chamishim bechamishim, vikoma chamish amos. Right? And what's it called by the chotzer? The chotzer was 100 amos long by 50 amos wide and 5 amos high. That's what we think of. And it was made of what's it called of curtains all around, covering all around, cloy. So if that was the measurements, right? 50 by 100 by 5 high that we think now. And uksiv v'chamesh esrei amah cloyim lakosef. Now the Gemara thinks that means that there were 15 amas on each side. Uksiv lakosef hashenis mizel mizel l'shar hachotzer cloyim chamesh esrei. Right. So there was on the opening to the chotzer, there were 15 amas of curtains on one side, 15 amas of curtains on the other side, and a doorway in the middle. So that means the doorway was 20 amas by 5 amas high. So, right, so the Mara says, Malahalan chomesh barochav esrim, afkan chomesh barochav esrim. Lechora, a doorway there should be able to be 5 by 20. Why do we learn it's only 10 amas from the Pesach HaHechal? Right? Learn it from the Pesach HaChotzer. We'll see Rashi explains, not to say that it can't be higher than 5 amas, because we already have another place where we know that a Pesach is 10 amas high. But at least it should be able to be till 20. Like as we see from here, it's still called a Pesach, even if it's 20 amos wide. Gemara says Pesach Shar HaChatzar Ikri Pesach Stam Alo Ikri. It's never. It's there. The name is called Pesach Shar HaChatzar, but it's not called Stam Pesach. It's not like Pesach HaHeichal or Pesach HaUlam. Right there, somehow the Gemara knew that that's not one word. That's a doorway to the Heichal, a doorway to the Ulam. But here, it's never called Pesach Stam, right? But Pesach, it's called Pesach Shar HaChatzar. So that's a special Pesach. You can't learn anything else from there. The Iboy Seima, another answer. Kiksiv Kloim Chamesha Sriyama Lakose Begova Hudachsiv. The way Rashi learns, and there's many different ways of learning here, we're only going to learn Rashi, that what it means is the following. When it says that to the side there were 15 Amis, it doesn't mean in length. It doesn't mean there were 15 amos on this side and 15 amos on that side and 20 amos in the middle. Well, then we could learn that the width of the doorway to the chatzar was 20 amos, and therefore you should be able to have a door that's up to 20 amos wide. No, it means to the height that we don't know how wide it was. There were coverings, curtains on both sides, right, of the shar of the chatzar. There was a shar in the middle, but the shar could have been very narrow. Could have been 20 on each side, and only 10 opened in the middle. When it says 15 amos on both sides, it means high. Even though the rest of the chatzar was only 5 amos high, this was 15 amos high. It was higher in these two, in the areas on the sides of the doors, but not that it was 15 amos wide. We don't know how wide it was, so therefore it may have been wider than even 20 amos on each side, and therefore less space open in the middle, so there's no way of learning from here that you can have more than a 10 amos width. Or it says, Gova v'hakshi v'koma chamesh amos. How can you say that it was 15 amos high if it was only, what's it called, it says it was 5 amos high? Or it says, ahum isfas mizbeach ulamala. That it was 5 amos was 5 amos higher than the mizbeach. Right? That's what it means. But lamaisa total, it was, what's it called, it was over here 15 amos high, and in the other places it basically was 10 amos high. See Rashi? Leil fumi pesach shar hachatzar arocha part. It's only going on the width. Kisnan mas nisin v'harocha me'esar amos yimoy. The Mishnah says that if it's wider than 10 amos, then a lechi and a korah won't help. Haka ashkech on Pesach Chatzar, and we learn it from the Pesach HaHeichal, that the width was 10 amos, right? 10 by 20. So, and in order to be a hecker, it has to have it look like a doorway, not an opening in the mavur, right? Ha ashkech on Pesach Chatzar, to have the esrim rochav. We do have a door that's called a doorway that's 20 amos wide, the Ikri Pesach. Says with Eirish, the curtain that closes off Shar HaChatzar, Pesach Shar HaChatzar, the doorway, the opening to the Shar HaChatzar, Vashas Nasoksi. Avala Gova, or the Mitzvah, the Gova, Yosra Miheya Amos, Lomotzi Parach. Mora's not asking that, well, a door can't be higher than 5 Amos, because here we have a door that's 20 by 5, and that's called a door, but anything that's higher than 5 or wider than 20 shouldn't be good. No. Right? Wider than 20, yes, because we have no door that's wider than 20. But higher than 5, we have a door that's higher than 5 and still called a door, Pesach HaHeichel. To Ha'ashkam Pesach HaHeichel, to Gavo Echav, to Kokari LePesach. Roch of Chatzar HaMishkan Nunama, Vahad Dichsiv, Chamishim, B'Chamishim, B'Perek Beis, Mefarish Lo, U'Pischa B'Emtsa Rechava, means that the doorway to the what's it called to the Chatzar Hamishkan was in the middle of its width, and it was closed off on one side. This is what we think now by 15 amos of Kloyim, and on the other side by 15 amos, total 50. So here you have 15 and 15 is 30, which left 20 in the middle. You find now there was a what's it called, an opening in the middle of 20 amos. The kosef means the side of the door. What's on the side of the door? So on each side was 15, then and this was in the middle, was 20 in the middle. Malahalan gova chanei shari kol kloy hachotzer saviv lohayu govan ele chanei siva koma chamishamos. L'chora, what's it called, why don't we say that, what's it called, just over there, the height was five. Over here, you can't say that it's going on the height, because the height was only five. The gova hu dechsiv. Shiv govu hakloim ha-mizrachios mizel mizel le-pesach tesvavama yosur mishar kalei hachotzer. T'havi lu gova chof ul-arochav lo nitnu mida. Right, the ones on the side of the door were higher than the other kloim. They were 15 amas high. Right. And the other ones were only 20 amas high. Right, just the opposite. They're, no, there were five, but plus another 15. Right? That was, what's it called? They were 20 total high. Because the other ones were five. And these were 15 higher than the other ones. So they were, what's it called, 20 total. Right? Now there's a regular kloyim were five amas high. These were 15 in addition to those five. So altogether 20. So where it says, Ahu chamesh amos misfas kloyim ulamata. Lamata mi osun tesvav shenedfu mizel mizel lepesach. Hayu od hei gova shova l'shara kloyim. V'aleim nisosfu tesvav begova mi beiz ivri apesach. Rashi explains that when it says there were 15, it means 15 more than the regular height, which was 5. So the other kloyim were 5 high. These were 15 plus 5. So on the sides of the door, the gova of the kloyim was 15 amas higher than the gova of the kloyim of the rest of the enclosure. But we don't know how wide they were. The Torah doesn't say how wide they were. It could have been 20 amas wide on each side and only 10 amas in the middle or less. Davaluchaf, Lishmachrina, another way of learning this is, the gova who deceived, the gova kol kale achotzer soviv tesvavama. The height of all of the kloyim, not just the ones on the side of the Pesach, were 15 amas high. It says 5. That was from the above the Mizbeach. It was 5 from the top of the Mizbeach on. But believe that it was 10. Aval the roch of a Pesach lo lamadnu shir, right? We don't know how wide the doorway was. Ulahach lishnu garsin maskon. Now who misfas mizbeach ulamalef? That's the case that all the kloyim were not just 5 amas high; they all were 15 amas high, just like the ones on the side of the door. And we learn telling that's telling us 15 amas. So let me know how high they were altogether, all of them. It says 5, right? That's from the top of the mizbeach. Shamizbeach govu eser. The mizbeach was 10 amas high. So above the mizbeach was another 5. It's altogether 15. Vakloim gvoos mimenu chamesh. Tahavilu tesvav, which totals 15. Kadesh lo yek koin omid alav, that the coin shouldn't be standing on the mizbeach. Va'avod the biyado v'chol ha'amroin also. So therefore he needed 5 amos above the mizbeach to hide the coin when he was doing the avod. It shouldn't be a public thing. Mibachutz, because you didn't see him from the outside. Ushteim shamati, Rashi said I heard both of them. One that the 15 is 15 plus 5, and it was only on the sides of the door. On that side, the kloyim were much higher, and the rest of it was much lower. Or, what's it called, the other one? Ushteim shamati v'zeikr. The second one is the ikr. The chen mefurish bizvach meperach kotchi kadoshim. The hamefarish lashon rishon toehu. Shayesover demanded parech lelfu mipesa shara chotzer agova parech. Right? The one who said the first shot made a mistake and thought that the Gemara's question was not on the width, that we should be machshir up to 20 amos wide, but that we should be pasul anything that's higher than 5 amos. So on that it said no. What's it called? Here also it was 20 amos high. Because the 5 was by the doorway was not including the original 15. Here it was 5 plus 15. And the other ones were only 5. Okay, but in Maisa, Rashi explained that's not the kasha. Because if we have a Pesach that's 20 amas high, called a Pesach, just the fact that you have a Pesach that's 5 amas high, it's called a Pesach, doesn't mean that anything higher than 5 amas wouldn't be a Pesach. Until 20 amas, we have something called a Pesach. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yehuda v'Pischa shel Ulam Gomar. Did Rabbi Yehuda learn his halacha from the Pesach of the Ulam? Right? That was, what's it called, was 40 amas high. Right? It was 20 by 40. So therefore, if it's wider than 10, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. If it's higher than 20, is also okay. But how high? L'chara, it should only be kosher till 40 high and 20 wide. Because you also learned it from the Pesach of the Ula. So that's the biggest Pesach we know, 20 by 40. So Rabbi Yehuda, when he says that if it's more than 10 wide and higher than 20, he doesn't mean indefinitely. It means up till 40 high and up till 20 wide. V'hatznan v'haracham mi'esor amos yimoyit, for low part of Rabbi Yehuda. Then what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda holds that wider than 10 amos is no good. Because there Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue and say it's okay. L'chara, if we learn from the Pesach Ha'ulam, it should be, what's it called, kosher till 20 amos wide. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue on the width also? If Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pesach Ha'ulam, that's why he holds it's okay, so he should argue on the width too. And he says it can be wider than 10 amos too. He doesn't argue in the Mishnah, he argues in a braisa. Titania, v'harochad miyud amos, you might. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eno tzorech lemayit. Feyush a braisa. V'lichlo masnisen, so why didn't, in the Mishnah doesn't he argue? Polid begova, v'ladim l'rochva. Because in the Mishnah, the Tana is always more concise, and he assumed that if you know that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the height, right, then he argues on the width too. It's obvious because he holds of a different shear for a Pesach. So if he argues on one, he obviously argues on the other two. But the Brisa is more verbose, and explains more, and therefore it mentioned that he argues on the width too. The Hakati, still it's not clear. Let's see the Rashi till here. Below Polig Rabbi Yehuda, the Miulam Gomer Lichsha Baruch of Kaf. If Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pesach Ha'ulam, he should hold that wider than 10 is also okay, till 20. Okay, let's go on. Vakati, Rabbi Yehuda, Mipisul Shal Ulam Gomar, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pesach Ha'ulam, for Tanya Mavui Shugavo Michavama, you might. We have a braisa that says, if the Mavui is higher than 20 Amos, you should make it small. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Adnem V'Nun Amah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kosher even 40 amas, even 50 amas. And Tosa explains, that's the way people speak. Even 40, even 50. The Tani Bar Kapora ad Meir. And Bar Kapora says even 100. So Bishlam al Bar Kapora Guzma. By Bar Kapora, 100 already is something that was not usual. So then he didn't really mean 100 because that's not a practical thing. What did he mean? Something real high, right? A Guzma. He didn't really mean 100. Therefore, you could say in Bar Kapara, he means till 40. Till 40 is extremely high. That's even like 100. But the Tanakama over here says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, till 40 or 50. If he's so medayik already and mentions 40, why mention 50? If Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds it till 40 is kosher, and more than 40 wouldn't be kosher, then don't mention 50 for sure. You mentioned 40 already. Don't mention the 50. It's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda holds even higher than 40 is okay. L'char, if he learns from Pesach Ha'ulam, there's no doorway higher than 40. Why would higher than 40 be okay? Higher than 20, yes, but not higher than 40. El Rav Yehuda, my Guzma, but according to Rav Yehuda, right, it says, Machshir Adnem V'Nun, right, L'char, it's Dafka. It means even 50. So L'char, how could 50 be kosher if you learn from Pesach Ha'ulam? Bishlam al Rabbi Yehuda arboim gomer yukisro shalulam el nun menale. 40 we can learn from the Pesach Ha'ula. But how about 50? How could it be more than 40? Amrav Chizda hamas nisa tise l'rav enochanami. Rabbi Yehuda did not learn it from Pesach Ha'ula. That's not why he holds that more than 10 wide and more than 20 high is okay. Because the Pesach Ha'ula was 20 by 40. Nothing to do with that. Because then Taka, he would only hold its kosher till 20 wide and till 40 high. And we see that he holds even higher than 40 is okay. Right? And Rav was the one who explained that he holds that was, as you learned from Pesach Ha'ulam. And Rav made a mistake because he misunderstood a braisa. The Tanya. The braisa says b'feirish that a mavui is only kosher till 20 amos because it has to be like the Pesach Ha'echa. Husavar midrabbanim mipisul shel hechel gamrei Rabbi Yehuda mipisul shel ulam gamrei. So Rav understood that since the rabbanim learned it from Pesach Ha'echel, and therefore higher than 20 is no good. If you hold that higher than 20 is good, you must learn it from the Pesach Ha'ulam. So he assumed that that's the machlokas, that the Rabbanan learned from Pesach HaHeichal and Rabbi Yehuda learned from Pesach HaUla. The Lohi, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda Pesach the Melachim Gomer. He didn't learn from Pasuk. He learned it from the fact that, really he did learn from Pasuk, but that from Pesach Melachim, that the palaces built by kings have doorways that are higher than 20 and that are what's it called, wider than 10. And Memela, what's it called, he didn't learn from Pesach HaUlam, and therefore it can be indefinitely high. There's no sheer of height or width when it comes to a Pesach, right? And where's the Pesach, Tosa says? Rashi said a second. Let's see Rashi first. V'tani bar kapor v'ilzer bihura ad mea amah. Bishlam el bar kapora ikal meimad Rabbi Yehuda meulam gomar velo machshir begavoh mearboim. In bar kapora you could say that doesn't really mean 100 amas. Rabbi Yehuda learns from Pesach ha'ulam higher than 40 amas is possible. He said afilu mea ama, right? V'hadu tani bar kapora mea ama nokat mishum da achshir Rabbi Yehuda beyosher michav u'mishloshim nirin levar kapora guzma. The nokat b'milsei tvei. He didn't mean 100. He meant even a lot, right? Right, but it means just 40. But 40 is a real lot compared to 20. Okay. Atoyse l'rav, the Omer le'el, Rabbi Yehuda l'olam, deli Pesach ulam. Chomas nisa d'lekameach tisei. Right, when Rav said that Rabbi Yehuda learned it from Pesach ulam, made a mistake. That's not the source for Rabbi Yehuda. Enachanami, the Rabbanim learned it from Pesach ha'heichal. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn it from Pesach ulam. Pischa de Malachim. Stam pischa Malachim gvoim harbe. The Pesach of Malachim is very, very high. And there's no shear. And therefore, it's okay, whatever. And who says over here? I don't remember. Somebody says a Pesach of Malachim that we learned from Psukim by Shlomo HaMelech. It says, what's it called? There's Psukim by Shlomo HaMelech, by his Armon, that says that, what's it called, that it was higher than 20 Amos. He says in English, and Stam Pesach Malachim is higher. Ah, that's it. I learned the Pesach how high they are, but we have an idea that the opening to a king's palace is called the Pesach. And they are made, the Mamash, very, very high, and therefore, whatever the height is fine. And the same thing goes with what's it called with the width.
Okay.
What? Yeah, but the Chorah, they have Tzuris of Pesach by the Heichal and the... those doors. No, that's in the Mishkan. Talking about the Beis
Hamikdash.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the Beis Hamikdash.
Right. There's nothing. Pesach Olmed. There was no ulam in the Hills of Heichal, and the ulam were the same. And there were no. Yeah, it could be, but it could be they make them without that also. They don't make a tzuras of Pesach because it could be the mashkof doesn't go over the top, then it's not a tzuras of Pesach anymore. Okay. Okay, and therefore Stam Pesach Pesach Malachim is high, and they're also called the Pesach. Okay, let's go on. Now the Gemara says like this: For Rabbanan imi Pesach shol Heichal Gemirei. If the Rabbanan learned it from the Pesach of Heichal, and that Taka the Brisa says Beferish, the Rabbanan learned it from the Pesach of the Heichal. Liboy glosses Keheichal. You need doors. Just like the Heichal had doors. Right? We're learning it from what's it called, the doorway in the Beis HaMikdash. It had doors on it. And therefore, you should have to have, for a Mavui, that has to have doors. It's not good enough just to be an open space. It has to have doors to be called a Pesach. Al Matznan, Hechsher Mavui, Beis Shamir Amrim Lechi V'Korah, Beis Shalom Amrim Lechi O'Korah. Glossus, that's what's called, nobody mentions anything about having doors on it. Samara says, Glossus Heichel Etznias B'Amahu. The doors didn't make it a Pesach. It would have been a Pesach without doors. But the doors were only there for Tznius. to make it more what's it called, private. But that wasn't what was made at a Pesach. Was outdoors too. I don't know how this is. This is a Rambam sheet by mezuzah, that in order to be chayiv mezuzah min haTorah, to be called what's it called, a mezuzos beisecha, you have to have doors. Without doors, right, here's mashma that a Pesach it is, right, even if it doesn't have doors. The doors are only made litznias, right? The doors are not part of the Pesach, but by mezuzah it doesn't say Pesach. By mezuzah it says mezuzos beisecha. So there it could be that since you need mezuzahs, right, and with mezuzahs without a door on it, it's not called mezuzahs. They stand for nothing. And then the Rambam holds, but over here, a Pesach, why is it is? By mezuzah, you don't need a Pesach, you need more than a Pesach. You need mezuzos beisecha. So Rambam holds without doors, not called mezuzos beisecha. But here, it's an idea of what's called a Pesach. Pesach it is, even without mezuzahs and without a door. Elamiyata lo tihani le tzuris ha-Pesach. The Heichel had a Tzuris HaPesach. So, and it still had to be only 10 and 20. 10 by 20. Right? Mashma, that the Tzuris HaPesach won't help to make it more than that. And we know that it does help. We said it helps even higher and wider. It still can't be more than 10 Amos. And we said with the Tzuris HaPesach, the Mishnah says B'Feirish, that it could be more than 10 Amos. Or says, no, midi hu tamel l'rav. Rav is the one who said the Rabbanan learned from Pesach Ha'echa, right? Hamasni le'rav Yehuda l'chia bar-rav, kamei de-rav, eno tzorech l'mayit. Eno chanami. Rav argues on that. Rav holds, since they learned from the Pesach of the Heichal, a tzuris ha-Pesach won't help to make it bit better than 10 amas, right? Or higher than 20 amas, for that matter, because it had a tzuris ha-Pesach. And when Rav Yehuda was teaching Chia Barav in front of Rav, and he said the Mishnah, and he said in the Mishnah it says that if it's wider than 10 Amos, if you make a Tzuris HaPesach, it's fine. Right? But Amar Leah, Snai, Tzuris Lamayit. And Rav said, no, you're reading the Mishnah wrong. The Mishnah says, even so, you have to be Mamayit. Not like we have in the Mishnah, that ain't Tzuris Lamayit. Rav holds in Chanami. He learned from Pesach HaHeichal. The Pesach HaHeichal had a Tzuris HaPesach, and it still was not called a Pesach if it was wider than 10 Amos. The Mela Tzuris HaPesach won't help. Our Mishnah, Taka, is Rav held the Mishnah and says something different than what our Mishnah says. Lechi kana oluach no'ot etzel kosel ho'echa barosha. So Rashi here explains what a lechi is. A lechi is a stick or a board that's put into the ground, so it's firm, near the wall, and what's it called, one side of the wall, only one side. Lo tahani le tzuris ha-pesach, lehach shiroch, lo biyosu me'asor. L'chara, the heichal had a tzuris ha-pesach, and still was only called a door until 10 amas. So it should be that even a tzuris ha-pesach shouldn't be able to help you for more than 10 amas. And the word says, enechinan. Rav, who holds that the Rabbanan learned from Pesach HaHeichal, taka hold that what's it called, that more than 10 amos is no good, even with the Tzuris HaPesach.